7:23 back on KYMN in the morning, 95.1 FM, AM 1080, and KYMNradio.net. Joined now by my buddy Brent Nystrom. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Great, Rich. Good morning to you.
It's good to see you, sir. Yeah.
Good seeing you, too. Yeah.
We are here today to talk about the taste of summer. First of all, I should ask you, how was Father's Day?
Father's Day was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was up north near Hayward, Wisconsin, where I think you have a cabin somewhere in that area, too, with some close friends and families. And, you know, Father's Day, they took care of me. I got a little Timberwolves pullover and
very nice
Super Dad socks. And
that makes sense.
For me, it's the whole family together.
Right.
So I have two kids and my wife, and they were all there. And so that's the important part for me.
Yeah. That's the whole.
Could we spend it together?
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
My daughters and my son-in-law all gathered. My mom even came down from the cities.
All right.
Yeah. It was great.
Nice
day yesterday.
Who I got to meet not so many weeks
at
ago.
At the ballpark. Yeah. That was fun.
That was really fun.
But, you know, enough of the niceties.
Well, we could talk all day.
We
about
could,
the
actually.
Can I go off subject for just a quick second?
Please.
Which is, I think, a year ago, roughly, when I was here for this sort of same interview.
Yeah.
I felt like, what are we doing here talking about four-way taste? It was the hot news that day was, you know, Jeff Johnson's selling the radio station to Rich Larson. So,
boy,
I know you didn't buy it until the fall, probably, but that was the announcement time right now. So we'll call it the year anniversary,
I've been running the place for a little over a year, and it feels like it's been 10 minutes, and it feels like it's been a decade.
Right? Well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Roughly a year.
Yeah, no, it's been a heck of a year. I'll tell you that much.
And
every time I see Jeff, I ask him, "You sure you don't want to just call this whole thing off?"
Yeah, got it. Well, anyway, here we are.
Yeah. So I have to make a. I mean, we're friends, and I have to hang my head in shame and make a confession that I've never actually been to what was the four-way taste.
Right.
Now is the taste of summer.
Summerfest, yeah.
So, what have I missed, Brent?
Well, you've missed a great event now. I think this is year 7 that we've been doing this. You know, the name is a little different, and that doesn't mean the event is any different. It really is the same formula. The four-way taste was sort of a play on a rotary thing called the four-way test.
Okay.
But that didn't mean a whole lot to anybody who wasn't a rotarian.
Right.
So now it's a taste of Summerfest, and, you know, that's sort of trying to get the flavor of what it is.
Sure.
You know, you can go out to the Red Barn, which, you know, thanks can't Pat beat, and Tammy for what a wonderful space that is.
So you can't beat the location at all.
Absolutely. So you're there at Red Barn. They're selling their pizza by the slice, by the way. So we usually
very
can't get
nice.
That, but pizza by the slice that night. And then, you know, to just throw in everything that makes everything great, you've got all our local and a little expanded vendors like Loon, like Keepsake, like Eminent, like Tanzenwald, like Chapel, who have come every year faithfully, and we thank them for that. They're kind of our anchor. I'll throw in the Milltown Mashers as well.
Oh, yeah.
They've been there every year as well with their own local brews.
If it wasn't for the Mashers, we wouldn't have any kind of beer culture at all in this town. That organization is mighty important.
Agreed.
So,
And we love having them there.
We do.
Different people come every year and bring different stuff. And so, you've got this beautiful setting. Got some food.
Yeah.
And now you can, you know, have tastes of all these vendors' products. There's wine, there's beer, there's spirits, there's cider. It's all there.
Yeah.
Then, this year, you know, usually we have music, and this year it's Sam Ryden. So, you know. Okay, so
you're doing pretty well so far.
What else is there, Rich? I mean,
right.
We've got everything you want and need for
a
lovely summer evening.
Right.
And of course, the kicker is you buy a ticket, and this is all helping the Northfield Rotary Club.
Yeah. We had Scott Richardson and John Opog on last week. We sat for about a half hour and, and talked about the fact that it's Northfield Rotary's 100th anniversary.
Absolutely.
I'm going to ask you some of the same questions. Because I know you to be a great Northfield Rotary mind.
Thank you. And, you know, whatever John said probably wasn't true. So I'll set the record straight for you.
John was hilarious because it was very obvious that, that John holds Rotary very near and dear to his heart. Mm-hmm. But he was talking, he would come up with all of the, like, sort of the downer events that happened. But how long have you been a part of Rotary?
Yeah, I've been in it. I think this is my either seventh or eighth anniversary.
Is that right?
Up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, I got drawn in by what is one of the things that makes Northfield Rotary stand out, which is the youth exchange program.
Yeah.
And I will say, you know, funds that we're raising at this Taste of Summerfest event, you know, they're helping the club. One of those things that helps is youth exchange.
And yeah.
So I wasn't in the club. I got asked if I would host an exchange student, which we did. Juanzita from Tanzania came.
Nice.
And then I was kind of hooked in. So that, that was my first sort of entry into what is the Rotary Club.
Right.
And what does it do? And, you know, last year I was the president.
But yeah.
I mean, so I'm hooked in line and sinker, I would say, Rich, at this point. But that's because we're doing great stuff.
Well, you are doing great stuff. And I am such a huge fan of the Youth Exchange Program. Having never hosted anyone myself, nor did my daughters take advantage of the
outbound.
But I've known so many kids who are now even like young adults that have taken advantage of this. We had one of our news interns a couple years ago, Kate Kelly, did an exchange to Spain.
Yeah.
And like almost to a person, they all come back. Well, they completely enriched is the wrong way to put it, even because that's just, you can't help but for that to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of the gap year between high school and college to begin with. And every single one of those people, I mean, they take that experience and they go into college and it's just better for them in college.
Yeah. No, I most come back and it's been a life-changing thing for them.
Yeah.
And then some of them even come back later and end up back in Northfield.
Well, that's even better.
And then, you know, they're helping here in our local community, but also then they become Rotarians usually.
Yeah, right.
As you might imagine. So, yeah, I've hosted this spring Stephanie from Uganda.
Oh.
And in fact, she was up at 3 this morning to take off with the other Northfield inbound students.
Yeah.
But broader than that, the whole North Star District folks are off on they call the East Coast trip. So they're
cool.
They're probably on the plane right now to Boston, and then they spend 2 weeks hitting all the big sites there and end up in Orlando.
Oh,
so
very
DC,
good.
D.C., New York, Philadelphia.
Get the full American experience. Get a little spoonful of Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't realize that. I mean, of course, it makes sense. I mean, you come to Northfield, and I mean, this is bread and butter America here in Northfield. But there is no Statue of Liberty here. There's no
<That's right. laughs>
there's no Washington Monument. So it's that's
another chance for them. To
yeah,
get to
that's
see more
that's
of
fantastic.
The U.S.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
One of the things, sticking with the Rotary thing, one of the things that I so admire about Rotary is this goal to eradicate polio.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit, as I understand it, things have gotten a little bit harder in the last few, I don't know, months with this goal, but we're still like, I'm holding my fingers about an inch apart. Yeah. We're still right about there.
Really close.
Yeah.
Really close. And you know, we need to keep supporting it as a club, as Rotary, as the world, because we're, you know, it always seems to be within a whisper of completely eradicating it.
Yeah.
And, that would be a great thing. have there been some steps back recently? Probably. Rotary is undeterred. I would say by that. We're going to keep going. And, and again, yeah, that's one of the tenets, seven sort of focus areas, I guess I would call it, of Rotary and its support is fighting disease.
Yeah.
Polio is the sort of big leader and has been a thing that Rotary's done for a long time. But there are other things that we're doing for disease prevention. And I think, if anything, our efforts might be sort of redoubled.
And see that's the thing. If some of the institutions that traditionally have been fighting these things, if they're going to take a step back, that just makes Rotary that much more important too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So we're still raising for money for that and
cool.
Keeping up the fight.
Yeah. I loved talking with Scott and John. They were great. But I'll ask you this thing. So if a guy wanted to get in touch or get involved in Rotary, how does one do that?
Well, we meet every Thursday, Rich. Every Thursday at noon at the Methodist Church.
Yes, sir.
Come check it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the easiest way to come and see. I mean,
I need to be invited or can I just wander in?
You could just show up.
Okay.
In fact, we love it when people just show up.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of times Rotarians will bring guests.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, believe it or not, I'd bring you as a guest, Rich, if you were interested.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't want to besmirch your reputation, my friend.
Well, you wouldn't be able to say anything, I guess, but I would have you come in. No, you could say whatever you want. So the meetings really are mostly informational and social.
Mm-hmm.
We're there. We have lunch. And there's a speaker every week and on a wide variety of topics. So you could actually go to the website and then pick, you know, hey, this topic's really interesting to me coming up in the next month and reach out and say, hey, Brent, hey, I want to come listen to so-and-so. You know, we had, Xander Abbott last week, the new CEO of Northfield Hospital.
Fantastic.
Who was an outbound, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Was he really? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I just met his wife the other day. She's I have not had the occasion to meet Mr. Abbott, but his wife is a really remarkable lady.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to have him in town.
Yeah.
They were thanked at the Rotary Club for bringing their four kids to town as well.
Oh, so. Yes. We do appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
So, yeah, very easy. Come on out.
Cool.
Check it out. See if you like it. Come back multiple times.
Right.
We'll buy you lunch.
Awesome.
And then you can see, go from there.
Awesome.
I will say the form to fill out to apply to be a member is not strenuous.
Okay.
So you could handle that too.
Name, address, phone number, email address probably. Right. That's about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
pretty easy stuff.
That much I can remember. Yeah. So, okay. With the four-way taste.
Yes.
Tell me again, what's the date?
Yeah, so Thursday, July the 10th,
okay.
5 to 8.
All right.
All the great things that we've talked about are being there. You can go, the easiest way to get tickets is go to the northfieldrotary.org, and there's an events tab, and you'll see Taste of Summerfest there. You click on that, see the ticket link. $35.
Modest price.
Right, modest price for all the things you're getting.
Yeah.
40 at the door, so you can still show up at the door on the 10th.
Now, is it one of those things like I've been to like the Taste of Minnesota that you go and you buy like tickets and stuff and it's X amount of tickets for a taste of what?
No, the $35 gets you in the door, all the tastes.
Oh, really?
It's not separate cost for any of that.
Pizza
by the slice is a separate charge.
Of course, worth every dime the Pat and Tim you're charging as well.
You could just go for the pizza, honestly.
Yeah.
Skip all the taste if you wanted to.
I don't know, man.
That's a great taste, but
And you said there's, Tanzenwald is there and Keepsake and Chapel and, but you said there's wine there too. We don't have any local vineyards.
Red Wing? Cannon River is there. Right. Indian Island is there. There are others. So not local to Northfield, but, Cannon Falls.
Nice.
For example, and there's three or four different vineyards that are local that are pouring their wines.
Awesome.
So that's great. What are the other details? Let's see. Parking's easy.
Oh yeah.
Friendly Rotarians helping you everywhere you want to go. There is a raffle as well.
Oh.
So if you want to spend some more dollars, put some money in, buy some raffle tickets.
Fantastic.
Fun prizes every year. I should mention, besides Red Barn being our great, strong partner, mm-hmm. and, you know, we really couldn't do it the way we're doing it without Pat and Tammy, so huge thanks to them. The Muni and Brian and staff over at the Muni, another huge partner.
Awesome.
You know, they're helping us get those vendors. They're helping with the raffle. You know, so by extension, that's the city of Northfield. So just wanted to shout them out a little bit.
Absolutely.
And say thanks to the Muni.
Absolutely. Muni's been kicked around a little bit the last few years. So it's good. It's good to give them a little love right
now.
Yeah.
I give them a lot of love.
Absolutely.
If you like bourbons, Rich, and I think you do.
I'm kind of a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop on over. Brian and staff will hook you up with all the good stuff.
Yeah, no, you were off air. You were just telling me about some of your latest travels in Kentucky, and you said Buffalo Trace, and boy, my ears just picked right up.
I recommend the tour. It's a fun, neat experience. You know, older place, but just to watch the production is
I love those. Amazing. I love those distillery tours,
and it smells so good.
There's nothing in this world that smells quite like a barrel warehouse at a bourbon distillery. Yeah,
those rake houses.
That's as good as it gets.
I mean, they're still growing. If you can imagine that,
their
footprint is large where they are, but they're buying land in other places because they can't keep up with it.
I 100% believe that bourbon is just it's getting more and more popular all the time.
Yeah, it is
because people like you and I keep talking about we need to maybe shut up and
it's related to what we're talking about.
Yeah,
I mean there's not bourbons there, but Loon.
Yeah.
It's going to be there, and shout out to those guys for their you know, ongoing construction, which we can see every day down
what
there.
What they are doing over there is super exciting. I'm on a special list. I get these updates every now and then.
Me too.
And it's fun, man. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me again. 5 to 8 on July 10th.
Correct. That's a Thursday.
Okay.
The second Thursday of the month. You can't go wrong.
Right.
I mean.
Right,
Sam Ryden.
I know that's the thing.
I don't know
how
we got him.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
He's
so
as good as it gets.
At some point, you're going to be paying more than $35 to go to a Sam
Ryden. At some point, you're
going
to have to fight scalpers and go see him at the X.
Exactly.
So,
I agree with that. Yeah. So, I mean, great local music to you know put the icing on the cake of all these other great local things you can taste that day. I'll shout out some of our top sponsors.
Please do.
Again, this is a fundraiser,
right?
For Rotary, one of our kind of big three. This one, the bike tour, which happens on DJJD weekend, and then, of course the turkey trot.
Those are the
big three fundraisers for Rotary. But we have a batch of great local sponsors and our gold sponsors: American Center for Philanthropy, Community Resource Bank, Merchants Bank. Nuger,
mm-hmm.
Shout out to those guys. NRC, Professional Dental, and I already mentioned, and they're here in my notes, Rich, and in all capital letters, Red Barn, and the Muni.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Huge thanks to all of them for the support they put into this. Right. But now we just need to sell the tickets.
Yes.
So,
yes.
People, if you haven't been, like Rich Larson, apparently, this is your year.
I'm sort of. Thinking about my calendar in July, my wife is going to be on an extended trip to our cabin, which means I will have nobody at home.
Okay.
And I July 10th rings no bells for me for any so
well,
I think
now,
I
now
think
it does.
I think I'm going to be there.
All right.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Annie too, by the way. We love Annie. You won't be in town for this, but next time.
If people would, my wife's kind of a private person, right? Mm-hmm. If she would put herself out there the way some of us other people do, mm-hmm. she would, without question, be the most popular person in all of Northfield. Because she's close anyway.
I won't dispute that at all.
Right, exactly.
You know, 100 years of Rotary.
Yeah, man.
If you're looking for reasons to come this year. All the great stuff we talked about.
Yep.
Plus, 100 years of the Rotary Club in Northfield, which is kind of remarkable.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
So this is your year.
All right, my friend. That is Brent Nystrom with Northfield Rotary talking about the Taste of Summer Fest is what
Correct.
We call it now.
That is